WWA Mobile.
RMKO4RIM.
4TFW Mobile.
4CBA Mobile.
David KN4TFW.
And how are you doing this afternoon? I'm on Old Spartanburg Road here in a, near east north, and boy, I tell you, the traffic is just backed up. It's crazy. It was so backed up, I couldn't even turn left onto the street. It was backed up beyond the street I was turning off of.
Mainly the traffic's gotten worse and worse as the years go by in this area. I'm just watching a box truck going down the road, and the right-hand mirror is folded in against the door. And then you definitely can't see it, and he's all the way over in a left-hand lane, switching lanes.
I wouldn't want to be driving that thing. Good cow. Well, I'm going to, I think I'm going to take, this might be a mistake, but I'm going to go through Taylor's and take that route home and see if that cuts off a little bit of time.
You can't never tell. Now, but yeah, if I was driving that truck, I'd be in the right-hand lane and I wouldn't ever get out of it. I guess he signals he wants to get over and he just starts getting over. And if he hits something, he knows something's there.
That'd be one way to do it. Oh, me. Golly dang. I tell you, I think I would have to pull over and pop that mirror out.
I'd be on the side trying to figure out how to get it to stay out. I mean, I can't hardly drive one that doesn't have a spot mirror on it.
The only thing I don't like about my Mustang, it doesn't have a backup camera. Of course, I could put one on it, but, you know, it'd be an aftermarket thing, and it doesn't have this nav system and all that. I guess this particular model, I know it came with this year, but this particular model just didn't have it. It's got the, what they call the shaker sound system, so it's got a good sound system in it, but CD, Bluetooth, and all that, but no nav screen, so no backup camera.
Any horsepower as it had, you wouldn't be doing a lot of backing up.
Boy, I tell you, I blew it the other day. I was driving my wife's car, and she, you just have to have the key fob with you. You know, hers is a push button start. And I didn't have my key fob with me. She did. She had hers. And, of course, the car, you know, did fine because she was sitting in the front seat. But I let her out, and then I drove into a parking garage. Well, as soon as she started walking away, it started beeping naturally. And, of course, I knew why it was beeping because I didn't have my key, and I thought, crap, I wonder if this thing's going to cut off. Well, it didn't cut off, so I just kept driving. And they kept beeping, but it kept running, so I figured, what the heck. And so then I was backing up, and so the backup thing, and she's got a backup camera, but it started beeping, but see, I couldn't distinguish one beep from the other. And it was dark in the parking garage, so I couldn't see. And I backed right into a pole and put a big dent in the back of her Highlander and on the tailgate, lift gate, and busted a lens and put a crease in the bumper. I tell you, I messed it up good.
Okay, in 4TSW. Boy, I hate to hear that. But I know that Susan, when she gets out, it says the key fob has left the car.
Told me they drove, like, to another state or something without the key fob. And I didn't know a car would run that long, that far. I thought it would shut off. But, of course, they couldn't start it back up. And it had to start beeping. So, I don't know what you do in a case like that. I guess somebody has to bring you a key fob, or you got to buy another one and have it programmed to the car. But if it's programmed to the car, then it erases the ones that you already have. And if that makes any sense, you have to have the other ones, the old ones, to program them at the same time with the new one, or they're not, the old ones won't be programmed when you program a new one, if that makes any sense.
Old days when you just stuck the key in the door and turned it, you just stuck it in the ignition and turned it.
Mustang is, you have to actually turn the ignition key, put it in the switch, turn it, start it, and you know, I can remember the first time I went to, I think it was Lowe's, and I said, I want to get, because I always have a hide key on my car, so I don't lock myself out. And, you know, back in the day, they used to just make a, they made a separate key for your door and your glove box. It unlock your door, it unlock your glove box. But you know, that's all it did. And then you had an ignition key, so you had two keys. And now you don't have that. But anyway, I took the key to Lowe's and said, would you make a copy of it? They said, well, we can't make a copy. I said, why not? And they said, well, your key fob has a, or your key has a chip in it. And I said, well, I know it does. But I said, I'm just going to use it to unlock the car. If I get locked out, I'm going to put it in a hiding key and put it somewhere under the car. And they said, well, we can't make you a key.
The door lock didn't need the chip. I would have thought it would have opened, you know, mechanically.
The whole thing. But their store policy is, if it has a chip, they will not copy it, because people evidently have had their ignition key copied and then got mad because it wouldn't start the car. And you know, and I told them specifically, I said, I just want to be able to unlock the door, you know. And it was just so funny. They said, nope, store policy. And I said, you gotta be kidding me, you know, so you're not gonna cut me a key. And I had to go to a mom and pop hardware store in Berea. I lived in Berea then. Went to this mom and pop hardware store there, and whatever the name of the road was I used to live on, and Hunts Bridge Road, and got them to make it. And I told them what I was doing, because we had the same conversation about the chip. And I said, yeah, I'm just going to use it to unlock the door. And they said, well, okay, just so you know, it won't start the car yet. I said, yes, I understand that.
Policies. I went to, what was that? I went to Home Depot, bought a lock set, and I needed a bunch of keys made. And I asked the girl, I said, can you make this key? So she opened it up. Yep, can make it, no problem. She made a bunch of keys. I hauled with it. Yeah, they didn't work.
Isn't that great? All right, hang on a second. I got to place a, I'm going to place an order here at the drive-thru.
TFW, standing by.
Laughed at me when I placed my order. They said, yeah, we know who you are.
Do you want the usual?
Order, and see, you have to drive all the way around the building. So you drive by the drive-thru window. And so they saw me, and so they knew I was going to order what I was going to order. So anyway.
How you doing?
come back, KB4CBA.
Do you think either they got a really good memory or you go there a whole lot?
Both. I've just started coming here in the last, I guess, month or so, but and it's kind of on and off, but lately I've been, last few days I've been coming by almost every day, so they can get me my burger in a hurry, and I can get all the protein I need, and everything's hunky-dory. Yeah, ended up with the key thing, the car key thing. I think we talked that one to death. but yeah, I'm kind of with you on the, you know, the car key deal and the good old days. But anyway, in fact, I have on my key ring, I have a key to my granddaddy's on my dad's side, my granddaddy's 56 Ford Fairlane that he had, and it's in the shape. It's got the Ford emblem on the key even, and it's real cool looking. And I keep it on my key ring just to remind me of him. And I used to ride in that car.
With that, and that is just for nostalgia's sake. And then I know, you know, this car's got the one you just walk up and the doors unlock and everything. When you walk away, they lock back. And, you know, you just push the button to start it. Well, Susan's Jeep has the same thing, but I'll walk away and she'll say, aren't you going to lock it? Because it doesn't have the auto lock when you walk away. So it's like, you got to remember what vehicle you're riding all the time. But I was asking, what restaurant did you stop at for the burger?
For CPA Mobile. Well, I'm really hitting the top drawer here. I stopped at Hardee's. I got me a triple Angus burger.
You had to wait. There's one bad spot for me down there at that old Tabs flea market. And that the radio gets so much static, you can't hear anything on it.
Bread out of that burger, too?
K4 VWA.
Nosy. How you doing, Steve? They wrap it in lettuce. They call it a lettuce wrap. So I get the meat, the cheese. So I get three patties of meat with the cheese in between, and they wrap it in lettuce, top and bottom, and then you know, put it in some, I don't know, you know, that wrapping paper they put it in, and they put it in a box, and voila. So I go home and it's a feast for a king.
Is that Ken in there with us?
It is. Didn't I hear you over on the repeater a minute ago? KN4 TFW.
I had the wrong one selected. I'm a dummy. Hey, Ken, you know what? We're going to start calling him, don't you?
What's that?
I'm going to get him a T-shirt that says, I am Keto Man.
Oh, Lord.
Because, don't you, that keto diet?
Yeah, I'm familiar with it. I gotta go to the doctor. I've lost like 20 pounds since April, and I ain't really trying, so I gotta figure, hope something isn't wrong.
Hope there isn't anything wrong. Let me make sure I got it here. All right, so I'm gonna let y'all have it. I'm pulling in the garage here, so y'all have a good evening, Steve. I guess I'll talk to you later, and Ken too, for that matter. But anyway, my burger's getting cold, so I'm out of here. KB4CBA clear.
Hey, you know what he's hearing, don't you?
David, come and get me. Come and get me. I'm delicious.
Go get it, Dave. 73s.
73, Dave. Good to talk to you. Hey, Steve, have you heard there's some QRM on the radio in the morning?
Heard that, and are you part of that morning breakfast bunch with KO4HKX?
Yeah, Patrick and Andrew.
Y'all on in the morning?
5:30 to about 6:10, something like that.
Would you do me a favor?
Yeah, what's that?
My phone number.
I do. I'm pretty sure I do.
Would you give me a call real quick? I need to talk to you.
Look, if not, I'll holler back at you. Give me a second.
Roger.
WKN4TFW.
WKN4BWA. Did you find it?
Yeah, the number I had went straight to voicemail.
It's called Fat Finger Syndrome. I went to answer and I hit the wrong daggone thing on the Bluetooth in my car. Try it one more time for me, bud. Please.
Roger that. KN4TFW clear.
KN4BWA clear.